We were talking about an experience I had last term at the end of a scheme of work with my Year 7s, which is based on singing in tune with expression, which is one of those boring phrases from the national curriculum levels for music. And part of the learning to sing in tune with expression was to sing Eleanor Rigby, but also to try and understand what the lyrics were about, things like that. But at the very final lesson last week of term, I turned the lessons over to them, and they brought in PowerPoints of where they described pieces of music or songs that they wanted to talk about in the way that we talked about Eleanor Rigby. And I was just saying that although I've got a 12-year-old son, I didn't realise that kids out there knew that there are songs out there about going on the game so you can keep yourself in Class A drugs, which is the Ed Sheeran song. And I was like really shocked, and I actually spent the lesson just sitting in a chair to the side of the room, and it was just their lesson. And at the end of it all, I felt like I'd learned loads from them, and it was brilliant. It was a great experience, and that's what we were talking about. And we came to the conclusion that that, you know, it was about ownership, going off task, or I think we even said off piste or something like that. Which mm-hmm. basically, if a lesson looks like it's going somewhere, you know, let the students take it there rather than just like, you know, being really rigid about everything. And I just written down here that the teacher becomes a student, and it's always a student as well as a teacher.
Fantastic. Anything else?
Cool.
Okay. Our idea that everyone can do this is having, instead of having a boring old starter, having an interesting starter, a 5-minute like or 10-minute mad thing that you turn into a lesson with that's mad. That's like, so I was giving the example where today I just got like a bit of a cube, frame of a cube, dipped it into some soapy water, pulled it out, you get a little cube inside it. And they're just like, what's going on there? And you just show them it. Like, and I've done it quite a lot now. Like, probably most lessons I have is like, I do something weird at the beginning. Might be related to what we're going to do, might not be. But it's interesting. And it's 5 or 10 minutes and they're in and they're enjoying it. We're saying that teachers would have to create their own one, but anyone can do it in any subject. It doesn't have to be on the curriculum. As long as it's fun and interesting is the criteria for it. And then we talked about, could you get kids doing that? And I was just saying that yesterday or the day before, I set a homework for my kids to go and find out a good trick and just basically come to the lesson with it. That was their homework. And so we had, and so they basically did a whole lesson today of tricks. We had a whole hour of tricks and the kids so I could have done one for every starter, but I did them all in one go. So we had a whole hour of just kids just doing card tricks and stuff. It was brilliant. And everyone was just like, what's going on? You know, and I was like, what's happening? You know, it was brilliant. So it's like about doing something that's just going to be getting, and it could be at the end.
Yeah,
or the beginning.
We're saying at
could
the end
be,
or the
you
beginning.
Could finish it with something amazing. Or start with something amazing, but just 5 minutes, easy, little idea. Something you found out about. Yeah.
And if it is at the end, it can almost be like a fun, funky sort of pop quiz of what they've just learnt, just to reaffirm whether it's key points, this, that, or the other. Or saying to them what we were saying here, say you said in 2 weeks' time, here's the subject matter, you've got to come up with a funky starter based on that, or whatever, and letting them be a part of teaching the rest of the class.
But some
we said it would evoke wonderation, going yeah. back to the title for the
Absolutely.
Section.
Cool, thank you very much.
Right.
I think one of the things we thought about was, and linked it to the internet, is there's a real ability within the internet to begin by searching in just for a word and for it to lead you off into so many different tangents that you could be completely exploring and finding out things that you never thought were in any way related, maybe aren't related to what you started off as, and thinking of the idea of it, whether this is the reason or not, being called the web and the fact that things kind of spread out from it rather than there's just kind of this systematic following through of one thing leads to another and to another and another. And that idea of a kind of a freedom of being able to look for things and find them. And then what was the thing you said about the problems, wasn't it?
Well, there's John's idea that rather than sort of problem solving, which is a bit of a staple sometimes, but thinking about problem finding. So getting students to focus on generating questions and challenges, and not necessarily challenges that it's reasonable or possible for them to fully respond to, but they've just got to try and investigate. And also some sort of more immersive activities. So often students have moved on at a real pace. The next steps are often very carefully planned and deliberated. And sometimes you actually need students to actually get involved in something, have time to...